You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else, these songs would be teased. But we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh, yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hi! Hi, Lister! How you doing? You see me wave my hand in front of the microphone? It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and no, they can't see you.
Why not?
Because it's radio. It's not television.
Oh.
They have to visualize you waving your arms like that wild, wacky, inflatable man thing.
Yeah, at the car dealer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm doing it now! Here we go! Oh, yeah! See? I'm waving my head, and I'm waving my hands, and
you look like Kermit the Frog when you do that.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
No, I don't look like Kermit. I'm waving my hands. There we go.
There. I'm so excited on the show this week.
Yes, because we have all kinds of cool stuff.
But we're going to tell you to shut up your face a little later on. As we profile Joe, how do you pronounce that name?
Dolce.
I always thought it was Joe Dulce.
No, it's Dolce.
Okay. We take a look at him and some of the songs he played over the years, including the famous one, Shut Up Your Face.
Yes.
Well, on top of that, in our celebrity slip-up, yeah, you probably know the guy one way or another, depending on your political beliefs and or TV.
Or your girlhood crushes.
Yes, yes, and you're going to find out about his singing ability a little later on. The celebrity step up.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah. But we're starting off. There never seems to be an end to the Beatles cover songs that are just plain cheesy.
Well, it's a good medium for cheese.
Oh, true. The Mexican Bandidos. Hola, D. Oblada coming up shortly. But we're starting off with Hey Jude on
Cheese Please.
Thank you. Say cheese, please.
Peas, peas.
Cheese, please.
Cheese, cheese, peas, peas.
Cheese, please.
Cheese walls. Cheese lights.
Cheese, please.
Cheese. Hey, hey, I got a cat attacking me, Daffodil. Help me. Help me, Daffodil.
You're on your own.
Oh, thank you.
Makes me want to take a trip down Mexico. Don't you think, Daffodil?
No, it's hot. And there are bugs.
Oh.
And banditos, apparently, because these two are two songs by the Mexican banditos.
And obladi, oblada, before that, Hey Jude. As apparently, the banditos like the Beatles.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we refer to as Cheese, Please.
Not so much weird as lately, but wacky and warped, definitely, and that you could pretty much sum it up for this guy, Joe Dolce, or Dolce?
Dolce.
Okay, Dolce.
Yes.
Got to get that right. And you have some information about him.
He's an American Australian singer, songwriter, poet, and essayist.
Oh, okay.
He got his international recognition for his multi-million selling song that we're going to play in a minute.
Yes.
Shut Up, a You Face.
So, he's an American Australian, and he's singing Shut Up, a Your Face with a Italian accent.
Yes, because he was born to Italian American parents.
Oh, okay.
In Ohio.
Okay. Just wanted to make that straight in my head. What else can you say?
He was in a bunch of different bands, including one called Headstone Circus.
Okay. And
He moved to Australia in 1978, which is why he's Italian-Australian.
Oh, okay. That's quite a combination.
It's interesting. It provides some interesting takes on his music.
Okay. We're going to play a song a little later on, if you want to be happy, his take on the old Jimmy Soul classic. Shortly, you'll hear Ain't No UFO Gonna Catch My Diesel. Okay.
Yep.
But we're starting off with a famous one, which is called
Shut Up, a You Face.
Right here on
Cheese, Please.
Hello, I'm a Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick
gotta do. I can't take it to no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it's making me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel it like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, well, what's the matter to you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mama, can I remember? Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I'll shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. So bad, it's a nicer place. I'll shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter, you? You sing, hey. Then I sing it the rest, and then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it, really. Uno, due, tre, quattro.
What's the matter, you? Hey! God, no respect. Hey! What do you think you do? Hey! Why you look so sad? Hey! It's a not so bad. Hey! It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up, you face.
Texas, and I'd like to tell you something that happened to me out on the highway the other day. The sun was setting out on the dusty Texas turnpike. I was just about a mile from the Oklahoma line. When all of a sudden, between you and me, I saw a flying saucer, swear to God, nearly caused me to collide. Sound like Chinese or something, I couldn't figure it out. I could tell by the look in his eye that he wanted a race. Huh.
Ain't no UFO gonna catch my diesel.
To the floor and we got trucking. We were neck and neck about a mile or so. But I guess his rig couldn't hold up to my eight-wheel drivers. Cause when I turned around, I left him in a cloud of smoke. Yeah.
know what's going on.
Wow, he's not afraid of UFOs.
I'm not afraid of UFOs.
He's just worried about whether or not he can race a UFO with his diesel. Yeah. Show Dolce. And before that, shut up, your face.
Yes, we have to talk about shut up, your face a little bit.
Oh, as we're profiling Joe Dolce here on Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and yep, Cheese Please.
Yeah.
Basically, when he would visit his Italian grandparents in Ohio.
Okay.
They would constantly be using the phrases, what's the matter, you? And, hey, shut up. Which he adapted, used in the song.
Oh.
That song has been number one in more than 15 countries.
15 countries.
It's been recorded in multiple languages.
Multiple languages.
In 2018, there was even a Russian language version.
Russian language version.
Samuel L. Jackson did his own version, which we won't probably discuss on the air.
Oh, okay.
Because there might be some other foul words.
I was just emphasizing your points like a commercial, Daffodil.
I mean, it's just, it was crazy. And then his follow-up single.
Yes.
Went number 7 in Australia, went top 40 in New Zealand.
Okay.
Charted in other countries, and that song was If You Want to Be Happy.
Wow, we're actually going to play it right
exactly.
Here on
Cheese Please.
Not bad. Next time, try 2 fingers.
Cody and quick!
That's my kind of music.
Clap of the hands, Eric. It's all right. Okay, clap of the hands, everybody.
Little bit of Italian philosophy. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, don't make no fancy woman in your wife.
Oh, no.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So for my personal point of view, get another girl to marry you.
Cause a fancy woman got a fancy taste.
She spend all the day fixing up the face. But why she got to use so much powder and paste? When she kiss you, it's a funny taste.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So for my personal point of view, get another girl to marry you. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So for my personal point of view, get another girl to marry you.
Or Dolce. Dolce, right?
Dolce.
Oh, Dolce. I'll get it right.
Eventually.
And if you want to be happy, make sure you have Daffodil nearby to correct you.
That brings happiness to everyone.
Yes. And before that, of course, ain't no UFO gonna catch my diesel. And we started off our profile of Joe Dolce with Shut Up Your Face on the show this week. So that ends up our profile, right, Daffodil?
Yes, it does. And now we're going to move right into this.
I got to press the button, right?
Yes.
Here we go.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
Shut up,
That's all I get to say when I found this album in a thrift store.
Do you know he has two albums?
He has two albums?
He has two albums.
You gotta be kidding.
No, I'm not. They let him make a second one after he made this one.
Why?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, and apparently someone was trying to make $1 million.
It was like, oh my...
goodness.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for filling
that
blank. Thank you for filling in that blank when
You're welcome.
Saw this in the thrift store. I had to have it, so I had to blow a whole dollar for this. But you know what? It's cheese of... I don't know.
It's cheesified to the ninth degree.
Yes, yes. Scott Baio, famous on television for a variety of different television series.
Famous for movies, including playing the title character of Bugsy Malone when I think he was like 14.
Oh, okay. And famous for some other stuff we're not going to talk about, but you can Google and find out.
Yes.
How's that? Okay.
Yes.
He's also famous for covering this hit song from the late 1960s. The group was the Grassroots. However, Scott's version, well, let's just
The grass
play
is
it.
Dead.
And Midnight Confessions right here on...
Jeez, Please!
Celebrity slip up this week. That's Scott Baio and Midnight Confessions, and he should call T-Pain, and maybe they could do some auto-tune together.
Oh. That song would benefit greatly from auto-tune.
I know, but what does our dog think of that one, you know? Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah, I know, Bron, it's terrible. Oh, geez. Yeah, I know, it's terrible, Bron. Bron, please. Yeah.
I'll give him a cookie. It'll be okay.
Yeah, okay. There we go. Okay. He thought that was really nasty, I tell you. Oh, by the way, this is... What's my name?
You're Snarf Dude. Yeah. I'm Daffodil. This is the end of Cheese, Please.
And that was our Brawn, our dog.
Yes,
LeBron, as we call
again,
him.
Once again, our tornado on the radio.
Yes, yes, yes. We actually have to put a picture up on our Facebook page of Brawn. Shouldn't we?
We should.
But we got to do this now. There we go. Okay. There.
Yes.
It's working again.
Good
We're
job.
Ending off the show with Dervish B and Wasp Tabla? I don't write these titles.
I know, but I love the name. Nyang
Nyang. Nyang
Nyang Nyang. Nyang Nyang.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.chezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
Hey, hey, this is Thurston. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby. Yeah.